Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 March 2025. How about that? Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We'll bring up a special guest now. I think I had him one time before, and I saw him on a video. It's been several months ago now, 6-7 months ago at our Bible studies. Well, some of the information he shared was absolutely outstanding and somewhat jaw-dropping in some ways. I'm going to bring up Dustin Nemos a minute. I'll let him tell you who he is just a minute. But I will make mention, too, that next week, next Friday and Saturday, not this coming Friday and Saturday, but the 4th and 5th, we'll be in Wisconsin with some other great speakers at Rob Hughes' event, sponsored by the Wisconsin Christian News. I hope you can make it out to see us. Hope you live somewhere near Warsaw, Wisconsin. You can slide over and say hi to us. You'll get to hear some really good speakers. Now, I'm not counting me in that. I'm just who I am. Y'all hear me every night. But you'll get to hear, meet Art Pulaski, Pastor Art Pulaski in person. Looking forward to that. And many others also. I mean, Coach Dave be there. Coach Dave is everywhere at one time. Has been for a long time. But I wish y'all come and join us, folks. It's on a Friday and Saturday conference in Warsaw, Wisconsin. Find out more information by calling this number at 715-486-8066. 715-486-8066. Call and ask questions. If you can, please come and join us. And I sincerely do mean that. I really do. I like you coming just to visit and fellowship with some other people of like mind and share some intimate time, I guess you could say, with people that believe what you know, believe what you believe, and understand the truth as you do. And we'll grow together in this, folks. We can grow together in it and help one another. As iron sharpeneth iron. Now, we need to do that for one another once in a while. It's always fun to do radio, but it's even better sometimes if you get there in person so you can see somebody physically, give them a hug, shake their hand, whatever. Come and join us by calling that number, please, 715-486-8066. Come and join us. Now, without any further ado, we're going to jump right back into the program. We're going to talk to Dustin Nemos tonight. I'm going to let Dustin give you a little bit of a biography of who he is, what he does, and why he does it. Dustin, you there?
I'm here. How are you, Butch?
I'm doing fine. It's good to have you, sir, and I mean that really is. It's an honor to have you with us tonight, and I'm glad you took time out of your schedule to join us. Before we get into the program, what we're going to discuss tonight, tell the folks who in the world Dustin Nemos is.
I always hate this question. It's the hardest one for me. I like to joke that I'm the end times Gandalf, John Connor, and John the Baptist all rolled into one. But to summarize myself, I wear many hats. I'm a Christian, a father, a reporter, a patriot, a pastor, a truther, a historian, a debater, a documentary film producer. It's just I wear many hats. I like to say also I'm no one. I'm a nearly 40 father and a veteran in the trenches of the information war and the, what I call the seed war against the children of Satan. And, you know, I am constantly trying to reach people and bring them the truth. And, you know, sometimes they're a little bit less receptive. I know that it's said that people don't care what you know until they know what you know, how much you care. And, you know, I care about people, and that's really kind of the motivation here is I started out my truther journey trying to help my family with alternative health because they were being poisoned by Big Pharma. And, you know, the usual stuff with the chemo, the cut, poison, burn protocols, and they were poisoned by Monsanto. And that turned into a lifelong passion of trying to help people wake up and save them from whatever kind of misery and suffering down the road that I can by getting them to recognize some of the evils in our world. And some people don't want to see the evil in the world, and some people, are now starting to notice. But, you know, it's starting, you know, we started out a few years ago with people maybe heard the term the Great Awakening, and people are waking up to politics in the big way and the where power really is. And now we have something called the noticing, which is sort of the next stage of that, I guess, where people are seeing who's behind the curtain. And with that, I believe, frankly, that we are in end times. I don't know if that's controversial to say here, but, you know, I think the red flags of the Book of Revelation and every other book of prophecy dealing with the end times are all saying red alert. I think the man of sin is on the scene. He likewise has fulfilled most of those very specific prophecies already. I mean, we're looking 50-60% of the boxes already checked. No one else comes even close in all human history. And, you know, politically things are bad. We can see that. Economically things are bad. Food prices through the roof. You know, conspiratorially, things are really bad because they're coming at us in every way you can imagine and ways that you can't, including poisoning our food supply, getting us in wars that we shouldn't be in, brother wars, trying to destroy the West from within. There's a bunch of things that are happening, but maybe people have seen some of the exploding trains or chemicals or ships or anything in the last couple of years near neighborhoods and farm supplies. Or hundreds of food supply or distribution centers burned down in the middle of the night, or, you know, explosions, mysterious stuff
That's
happening.
Right. Yes.
All, you know, we're dealing with some pretty biblical proportional stuff here.
And you truly are. And I just learned something. I didn't know that you were a pastor also. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pastor at Uncensored Church. It's an online-only thing. I think I'd probably get killed or assassinated or somebody would cause some drama if I did this in, you know, person. But we do meet once a week and try to discuss scripture from, you know, the conspiracy and uncensored angle, you know, with the Apocrypha back in and the Roman propaganda out. We put God's name way back in and stuff. You know, so we're seeking him together.
Well, you know, you covered a lot of bases already in what you do. And, I totally agree. I think we, from what I can understand Scripture, and I'm not by any means a scholar in a lot of different ways, but from what I can see, the signs we're living in, the times we're living in, the prophecy being fulfilled, I think we're down next to the wire. I don't set dates. I had no idea what our Father has in total in his mind on that issue. But I do know that according to the road signs, we're getting close to something really big here. And it looks like we're now heading into a war. Trump may get peace between Russia and Ukraine. But in the Middle East, he's pushing hard for war with Iran. I covered some last night on some information I had sent to me that Iran has a weapon that we don't know about that is going to surprise us if we attack them. But I'm not only getting details, I can't because I don't know anything about myself. But he's pushing hard for a war in the Middle East. Israel's committing genocide all over Gaza. We're seeing that. We know that. The UN's not sanctioning them. Nobody's saying anything about it. But that's maybe a different topic, different time. But the end time prophecies are happening very quickly. I did a teaching a couple months ago at a Bible study on America's Trojan horse. And I really covered a lot of things about our President Trump and what he has done to get in office. And what he has done since he got in office, that flies in the face of what I think some people want him to get in there for. I agree with a lot of things he's doing, but I think he's a Trojan horse giving us gifts, so to speak, to infiltrate even deeper into the people's hearts and minds so they'll believe anything he says. And we know there are ever Trumpers out there that no matter what he does, they're going to praise him for it. But you have been, the video I saw several months ago, and I had you on the program some time back, you cover a lot of issues that I think, and I wish you had time getting a lot of them. We don't. I wish you had time getting into pre-creation and what's happened, you know, in, we'll say prehistoric times up to now. But I want to get in tonight to expose what's happening in the world politically, on a world basis, and in our country, our country, and the level of just our country alone, what's happening in this nation to bring forth destruction to America. But in your mind, Dustin, what is one of the top priority things you see happening in the country that we need to uncover and expose to the people? What do you think about top of the list?
Well, you know, I think that Trump is that man of sin, the son of perdition, the Antichrist of common vernacular, which is a bit of a misnomer, but like that's what people know him as in the movies, the Antichrist. I think that's Trump, frankly. And I think that he is, I call him Vax Daddy King Jew. Because
well,
he's
now,
not only
before going further, I got to ask this question. I got because now people out there right now thinking he thinks he's the Antichrist. He thinks he can prove Trump is that. And I got to ask you, why do you believe that?
So the actual verses that show who the son of perdition is, and we're supposed to be vigilant watchmen. There's verses about that too. But the actual man of sin. There's a lot of verses dealing with that. I have a post on the Serapeum Hidden History Archive, which goes into this, titled "The Man of Sin." If people want to follow it, or just open your Bible and look up those verses. There's a bunch of people who have listed those kind of verses out for like which ones deal with the Antichrist and stuff. You can find that. It's easy. So if you go and look at those verses, maybe make a checklist. That's what I did. And you go through and you find who are the people that everybody thinks is the Antichrist, son of perdition. Who are the possible candidates? You'll get common names like Nero or Antiochus Epiphanes or Hitler or a couple of other possible candidates, Obama, Hillary, you know, King Charles. But when you actually look at the specific verses, which you put them all together, they're very specific. No one comes even close in all human history except Trump. And he is flying through these verses like there's no tomorrow. He's already through.
Give us an example. Give us 3-4 examples about that.
Okay, so one of them is, and people will jump to defend him, is that they're going to say, well, things are better under him, or we're doing better financially or something under him. So, you know, the counter to that is that's actually part of the son of perdition prophecies. I think it's in Daniel. I'll pull it up if you want me to, but it says that he would by his policy cause craft to prosper. That's Daniel 8:25.
Yes.
Another one is that he would confirm the covenant with many. So we have the Abraham Accords. I think he's going to reconfirm that and try to make a sort of a peace with Islam. And I think that that's something coming up after the Israel Middle Eastern conquest. But we also see the mark of the beast. I could make a very good case, if you want me to, here that the mRNA vaccine is the mark of the beast hardware, and that the software update is coming soon, and then it will be required to buy and sell. So it then will be the full mark of the beast. But already, it genetically changes people and removes God's name from their DNA, and where that used to be, insert 666, according to the Moderna patent. I can go into all of that, but just look at the Operation Warp Speed.
Just one second. And I have seen this. I watched a video and they showed how this is supposed to work. And folks, I'm not making this up. I never covered it much because I don't understand enough to really speak about it on any level of intelligence. But the RNA vaccine actually puts the number 666 into your DNA.
Yeah. And in the Moderna patent, it talks about it, how it changes ATCG to ATCCCG in your polynucleotide structures. And if you talk about ATCG, there are geneticists that break this down, and even teenagers are talking about it on social media now because it's so cool or whatever. They make little videos about it. But essentially, ATCG in Hebrew equates to Yahweh, God's name, on every cell of the human body throughout all time, as if an artist signing his creation, which is exactly what it is. And, you know, another verse is Daniel 7:20, stoutest among his peers. Trump is by far the stoutest world leader in the world, and also the most popular, even though I know a lot of people think that everybody hates Trump. That's pretty much just the fake news at this point. And the people who don't want babies bombed in the Middle East, they don't like him much either now. But for the most part, he's the most beloved politician in the world, and everyone's hopes are on him, and he is betraying them left and right for the Jews. Going back to why I called him Vax Daddy King Jew, he was crowned as their Messiah King, false Messiah.
And by the way, didn't he convert to Judaism his first term in office?
Certainly, that's the rumors. His family has always been incredibly pro-Jewish. His brother said that they are Jewish. People have assumed that they were because they were donating so much money to the Jews. And he has a bunch of Chabad stuff on his, you know, office walls. His family are either Jewish, married to Jews, or et cetera. So I can't prove he himself has converted, but I don't think he's a sincere Christian. And if you actually go into his Christian history,
he said himself he's not a Christian. He said that himself. I'm not a Christian.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he did. A lot of people. I've been saying for years he could bomb children or stab a baby on television, and people would defend him for it, saying he's just trying to infiltrate the deep state and get them from within. And he essentially now is bombing, you know, tens of thousands of Lebanese and Gazan babies and giving Jews bigger bombs that even Biden wouldn't give them, their puppet. And killing, engaging in genocide using our bombs, he's doing that. And still, what's left of MAGA comes out in droves to defend him with 5D chess stratagems and theories that don't hold up. So I think we have seen now that he's no different from the rest of the politicians. He's Israel first. He's beholden to the Jews, or he is their king, either way. And he's out to, biblically speaking, he's the son of perdition. He's going to fulfill all those, you know, persecution, tribulation, world government prophecies. From the Jews' perspective, he is their Messiah king who's supposed to kill all the white Christians and unite them behind the world government and enslave everyone else forever. And that's essentially his actions.
Go ahead. Okay. I don't mean to keep interrupting, but this is something that you discussed.
Yeah.
This is something that you discussed on the video I watched several months ago, sometime last year. I don't remember what month it was. And I was kind of stunned that you said these things. I don't doubt what you're saying. I just have never I never put the pieces together enough to understand that you're pretty certain that that's who he is. And if it's true, and if it is right, he's going to have to show his true colors all the way through pretty soon. He's only got 3.5 years left to do it in. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I expect the two witnesses to show up anytime. I think that he has basically started to reveal himself to people who are paying attention now. The betrayals have come in kind of hot and heavy since term two initiated. And it has, for example, he has an anti-Semitic task force now sending people to Guantanamo Bay for daring to question Jews bombing babies en masse, including Christian babies in the Middle East. So if you don't have a citizenship, you can now be sent to Guantanamo Bay for daring to express your freedom of speech in the United States.
That's in the Noahide laws. But we have a guest on tomorrow night discussing the Noahide laws. That's actually the Noahide laws that he's endorsing. Of course, Bush did it also. They've endorsed those laws, and the so-called Sanhedrin, I guess you could say, the 71 patriarchs of Israel they want to basically rule the world with the seven Noahide laws, will make it a crime for you and I to confess Jesus Christ because they hate Jesus Christ. They hate Christians. True Christians. I mean, a lot of people call themselves Christians,
yes.
True Christians. And they will kill you. That's a death penalty, according to Noahide laws, to confess Christ as your Savior. It's a blasphemous crime that will get you killed. Now, isn't this all for real? Am I making this up, Dustin, or this all for real?
It's not only for real, but it's worse than that. They've asked Trump to give his approval and attend some ceremony to initiate a holy court from the Sanhedrin in Israel, where they would basically be able to bring people internationally and put them on trial in front of the rabbis and accuse them of things and torture them like they did Jesus and then kill them. This is a holy court for the Noahide laws. Also, Trump is already enforcing the Noahide laws, in a sense, at the colleges through them funding mechanisms.
Yes, he is.
He's arresting prominent students who are not citizens, but here legally on green cards, you know, attending even Ivy League universities. He's threatening schools' funding. He just cut off Columbia University after that big arrest and, you know, big drama with one of their students. I can't remember the name, but it's happening all over the place now. There's so many of these students getting basically a black bag thrown over their head and disappeared to Gitmo or deported. They're deported if they're lucky, and maybe they're being deported to Syria and Gaza to be, you know, murdered by genocide there and war. So death by deportation. I mean, what we're seeing is if you question the Jews, they're going to torture and or kill you. And if you question the Jews or if you say something that offends the Jews, like maybe Christ is king, your college will be defunded and threatened.
That's true. He's already did that. Already threatened that. But, you know, it reminds me of the Inquisition when the Catholics more or less controlled everything. And people who we call Protestants saw through the lies of the Catholic hierarchy. And they were persecuted, prosecuted, and killed. This is the same basic idea with a different, I guess you say, religious head, but both of them Antichrist. Both of them are Antichrist. So we're seeing that happen now. And now we have, of course, the kings of England and others in Spain sometimes supported the hierarchy of the Catholic Church and what they did. But now we're seeing it here in our own country. We have a president who absolutely won't tolerate any comments about what is going on in Israel. And we call them Jews, and I know the Bible says a lot of them are not Jews. They say they are, but they're not. We know that to be true, too. But they hate Christ. I mean, they themselves in the Scriptures told us, they said, let his blood be upon us and our children. They cursed themselves with the blood of Christ. And now they hate who he is, what he stands for. They hate those who believe in him and who try to worship him. So this is nothing, folks, that's hidden. This isn't hidden. Don't think we're trying to come up with some kind of conspiracy theory to make you believe this. This is Bible. This is not hidden. Go ahead,
Doug. Yeah. And it's important when we use the word Jew to remember that's not a real Bible word. That word was made up 1,400 years later, after Jesus.
That's true.
There was no J back then. They didn't even have a letter J back then. They've changed things. They took God's name out nearly 7,000 times because you mentioned the Inquisition. It's the Jews that ran Rome, too. And they were the ones creating the so-called Hebrew Masoretic, which is not Hebrew, because they're not Hebrew. And they changed things like putting their name Jew in, putting God's name out, changing Holy Spirit to Holy Ghost, a couple of other subtle things. And that's where you get most modern English Bibles. But if you actually understand, the truth is Yahudim of Judah, the family bloodline, and then the people that they merge with, Idumean Edomites, so the Judah, the country of Judah, of the blood of Judah, merge with Idumea becoming Judea, that's when the switch happened, because the Idumean Edomites, the bad guys, the blood of Canaan, the blood of Satan, of the fallen angels, of Nephilim descent, that God said, quote-unquote, leave nothing alive, they mixed in with the people of Jesus, the Yahudim. That's where Jesus comes rebuking them, saying they're infiltrators, saying they're the children of Satan, saying that where I go you cannot follow, that you're of your father the devil, tares amidst the wheat, you know, a generation of vipers, etc. So he's calling them out as well.
Well, you know, and we also know, folks, you just have to stop and realize this, that there were no Jews in the Old Testament. They were the tribe of Judah, but there were 12 tribes. Judah was just one of the 12, so they were not called Jews in the Old Testament. And they truly, when you look up the word in the concordance, you'll find out that it's basically the same thing today. But Israel, Israel as a people, and the Jews as a single tribe are totally different as far as we can't call all of Israel Jews. No, you can't. It doesn't fit. But now, I got so much I want to talk to you about tonight.
Sure.
But there's so much going on. So what do you see happening over the next couple of years with Trump in office? What do you see coming together to fulfill prophecies in this country? I see it. I tell people today that we're seeing prophecies be fulfilled at a record pace. What do you see happening?
Well, I mean, the writing is on the wall in terms of the outlawing of anti-Semitism, so-called. They're not Semites. They're Edomites. They're Hamites. But what they're doing is they're making it illegal to question or criticize Jews in any way. They're equating it with terrorism. and they're basically going to start throwing away the book at these people. And, you know, Gitmo is the first example. First, it's for non-citizens, but they're going to spread. First, it's on the colleges, but it's going to spread. And Trump is the most pro-Noahide, most pro-Israel president of all time, according to the Jewish newspapers. And then on top of that, consider what I said, that he is Vax Daddy, because he's the proud father of the vaccine, which has killed tens of millions or hundreds of millions, maybe, if you look at the real stats. And he is the crowned king of the Jews, with like 150 rabbis giving him a Torah crown with Hashem on it, which is their God, not ours. There's a bunch of things that I could talk about with him, but excuse me, the betrayal is coming. And he is essentially going to start the Great Tribulation. I think it kicked off with his first term. And certainly the world is feeling that. I mean, he's given back the 2,000-pound bombs to the Jews to bomb all the babies again in Gaza. And he wants to turn it into like a tranny paradise with a big golden statue of him, according to that video he put out. You know, like the MAGA Gaza. He's got a beachfront paradise with bearded, you know, belly dancers planned for people. But, the whole thing is essentially he's going to give the Jews what they want in the Middle East war.
Oh, that's how he's
going to. He's going to use the Zelensky method. I think all the Western leaders are going to do this. Excuse me.
We're seeing.
Go
ahead. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I think he's going to use the Zelensky method to empty the America, and the Western nations are going to follow this. Like the UK and the rest of them are talking about conscription already, and start a sort of a West versus Middle East and West versus East. Sort of final world war end for the Jews to rise from the ashes. And I think he's going to break America. I can go into like the second Esdras prophecy, the three-headed eagle and stuff. But essentially he's going to do the son of perdition stuff. He's already done the mark of the beast. He's uniting the one world government now. And soon is the persecution of the believers and the beheadings.
Well, I've got to ask you, do you think those who've taken the vaccine are damned?
You know, I sure hope not. My grandmother's among them, and she's not doing too well since she took it. I think that I hope that it's something that they can repent from. But it's also a thing that slowly changes your genetics from having God's name on it to not. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. In the pre-flood world with Noah, and I'm happy to go into the genetics, the science, the archaeology, anything, because it happened. Worldwide flood killed everybody but the people on that boat. We can prove it. But in the pre-flood world of Noah, it says in the Bible, all flesh was corrupted. And because of that, Noah was saved and the flood happened. And Noah was saved. Why? Because he was pure in his generations, which is
right,
Bible talk
lines,
for
yes.
Genetics.
Yes.
Genetics, yeah. So God saved Noah in a world of everybody being GMO. And we're headed there again.
Hang on to the break, folks. A lot more talk about any phone call next half hour at 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7500. 7479. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back and we're talking to Dustin Nemos, and I know this has been a topic that a lot of people are not going to hear. Pamex, I'm angry already, but we're just telling you what we see. We are not prophets per se that we're going to tell you the date. We can't give you the exact dates and times. That's in our Father's hands. We can't do that. But we certainly can see the fruit, if you will, of the people around us and the world leaders, including our president. The phone lines open at 717-300-1698. During the break, we were just discussing some other issues, and we might go in some different directions here in a second because there's so much that I want to know. And for a young man of his age, I'm twice his age, literally twice his age, and I'm amazed at the knowledge this man has in his head. I got to ask you this question, Dustin. How do you find time to study all these different issues and all the different areas that you are knowledgeable in? How do you find time to do that?
Well, you know how people like do cookouts and hang out with their friends and do like give hobbies and all that. I don't do those things. I've never really done those things. I've always been kind of a isolated loner who sees too much and wants to talk about it, and people hate that. At least for a long time, they hated that. My own family would barely even like speak to me. They didn't want to hang out with me because I would tell them about the stuff they're eating is poison, and the stuff they're putting in the TV is poison for their mind. And I would talk about how they're trying to get them, and they being, you know, the deep state for a long time is what I thought they were. Then I figured out, you know, who the deep state was, like the Nephilim, the synagogue of Satan, you know, the only religion that has a synagogue. Kind of made it obvious. But, you know, those people, I think people are waking up to it now, and because of collective pain, people are wanting to know the truth. They're wanting answers. And fortunately, my life's pursuit of never being able to look away. I mean, I'm kind of a watchman. I've never been able to look away from this stuff since I started trying to help my grandparents from big pharma's attacks and poisons. I've never been able to stop looking out into the darkness and seeing what they're doing to people. A big part of that is because they're hurting children. Like, we have to be the voice of these children that don't get to have a voice in the conversation.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Human sacrifice. I mean, we know that abortion, which is murder, is also a way of human sacrifice. We know that. And there's a lot of that going on different ways. But I understand where you're coming from. When I went on the radio 32 years ago this month, I started doing radio. Basically, as I guess you say, a common, and I don't mean to sound the wrong way, but a Christian broadcast. But the Lord started leading me in different directions. And I was ridiculed and mocked. They threatened to burn my house down. They actually loosened the wheels on my tires so they'd fall off. Loosened both tire right ends at the same time. I was driving down the highway, and they all both come loose at the same time. A lot of things happened. Well, as I was starting to change topics and get off what we call Christian radio, it was Christian, but we're going in areas where nobody ever went before in our state that I know of. And I caught a lot of flack from it. And a lot of it from so-called Christians who said, well, what are you talking about this stuff for? That doesn't concern us. I got thinking, it doesn't concern us. I live here. I have children, grandchildren, and now great-grandchildren live here. What do you mean that doesn't concern us? They have to, I mean, they're going to be persecuted, maybe prosecuted. What's coming down in this country for standing for the truth and not compromising and buying groceries and paying taxes. And all, that concerns me. I live here. And I have to exist in this world. I'm not of the world, but I'm in the world. And why are Christians, Dustin, so willfully ignorant of what we're discussing?
Well, I mean, I could say we've been brainwashed and coddled and infantilized and kept as children. We're all basically poisoned and emotionally retarded. There's a lot of things I could say. I try not to judge people too harshly. Because there's a burden on us. There's not only is there all of this attacks against our health and our minds and our even from childhood, all these lies. We have to overcome that. But then there's the pressures of society, and then there's the even I think Orwell mentioned as well. There's a burden of knowledge. Like, there's so much information. Like it's difficult to comprehend, much less to learn it all. So, I mean, I don't know it all certainly, and I've learned a good share of it. So, you know, basically people don't have time to live a life and go learn all that they need to learn in order to be aware of these things. That's why I'm trying to condense it for them and make it easier. But, I mean, that's where our work comes in is we try to bring these issues to light for people who don't have all of the knowledge and understanding to be able to see in the darkness. We're the lights that help them, in a sense, to find truth.
Well,
and,
I agree.
You know,
agree.
In that, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say I agree. And it's not always comfortable, is it?
Well, no, I mean, sometimes it's, you're winning. You think Trump's on the good side, and then you realize Trump's the bad guy, and you turn against him, and now MAGA hates you. And, like, I still love MAGA, but MAGA hates me, and there's a lot of things they're ignoring, and I'm trying to warn them about.
Well, you know, the book Ecclesiastes, a verse I quote quite often, chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow." And I can see that. The more I see and understand what's going on around us, scripturally and factually in the world, it increases my sorrow because I can't get the masses to listen. I've been on the radio 32 years this month. The nation has steadily gotten worse and worse and worse. No matter who was in the White House, no matter who controlled Congress, our nation went further and further into depravity. That's all there is to it, and that's just a fact of life. Man is devolving, back to his basic nature of the flesh, and we're seeing so much corruption. Now we put a man in office that we thought, and he has done some good things. I like some of the things he's done, but we thought that he would turn this thing around. But, Dustin, it can't be turned around without repentance before God, can it?
Well, the short answer is no, but the long answer is God will not allow us to overturn a evil government that he actually put in charge in Judges 2, unless we follow his law. And in Judges 2, he told us he would no longer drive out from among us the Canaanites, which are the tribes Joshua failed to kill. And those are the ones that early in the Bible, God says, quote unquote, leave nothing alive. But because we failed to get them all, God says that they're going to be our deep state and he won't drive them out anymore, but he will use them to test us.
And we failed not because we couldn't do it. We failed because we didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and in so doing, we have a permanent Jewish deep state that's there to test us, and the only way out of that is to follow his law.
Well, there's so much involved here that's, if we had hours, we might be able to cover might be able to scratch the surface, but we don't have hours, unfortunately. We only have an hour of the program. Let's take a phone call from Georgia. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, welcome. Come on in. Are you there, Tom?
Y'all were talking about, you just mentioned it briefly, public brainwashing. Think about the television. Tell a vision. Isn't that the most yes. perfectly named apparatus to put in your house? Because it's not telling. Whose vision is it telling?
That's true.
But what I was going to call about, was I think Trump proclaimed himself to be the lawless one a few weekends ago. He put on his social media, "He who saves his country does not violate any law." He's declaring no limits.
Yeah, and he's using state secret privileges to keep judges from stopping him from doing things.
And some of the things I agree with, but that doesn't change his modus operandi and what he's doing, how he's doing it.
Well, yeah. What I was going to say is I'm a lawyer, and I think the court needs to be brought into reign. I think the presidents need to challenge them. It's like Andrew Jackson said, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it.
Yeah.
So I have a kind of a plausible side on me for what he's doing against the courts, but he's not there to fix things. He's going to break it apart.
I think he's privatizing it for Israel.
What's going to be left?
Like, for example, Doge. I mean, Doge is not going certain places. It's definitely not going to go after NASA or SpaceX, for sure. But Doge is having this unlimited access to punish people, and Elon Musk is essentially a weapons contractor who's now a branch of the government.
He's more of an operation than he is a man. I can't figure him out. He's different. But anyway, good to talk to y'all. Thanks for the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, brother.
There's a lot. Oh, my goodness. Let's take another phone call very quick. Let's go to Chance. Right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. This is a much-needed topic. It's very appropriate. Hello, Dustin. Dustin, I feel exactly the way you do, and I'd like your opinion on what I'm doing about it. I made a conscious decision right now to keep my distance from these ever-Trumpers now, because I don't think it's going to be safe to be around them. That's number one. Number two is I won't listen to any preachers now who will not study from the book of Revelation, because I feel it's a waste of my time considering the moment we're now in. What is your opinion, Dustin, of my two points?
Well, if they won't talk about prophecy, they're not a real pastor, because that's a real issue, especially now. And I find a lot of pastors just won't touch certain issues. They want to talk about sports, personal issues, like what's on TV, what's going on, like in culture. But that's about as far as they'll touch it. They'll generically address evil, but they won't specifically address it sometimes. And your first point, refresh me again. I'm sorry.
Well, you're right about the preachers. We're living through prophecy now, and if they won't touch it, I won't waste my time even listening.
I remember now.
I keep my distance from them now because I feel that they're going to be the ones that, wittingly or unwittingly, they're going to be dangerous to be around. What is your opinion of that?
Yeah, well, the prophecies talk about how, and I forget which verse, but basically brother would be against brother and family would be turning each other in. And I think that we've seen a taste of that kind of hatred and family division from, like, the left versus right over the last few years under the Trump era, by the way. But I think that's just getting started. And under MAGA, especially specifically dark MAGA, the more recent vengeful form of MAGA, you're seeing people willing to do whatever it takes, punish whoever it takes in order to protect Trump from whatever criticism, the same way that sort of is typical of Jewish behavior with, for example, with Israel and what they're doing. Like, the fake news circles the wagon. Anyone who criticizes them is called anti-Semitic. Hamas sympathizers, October 7th deniers, Holocaust deniers, and saying that he's going to get rid of the Jew haters. That's a quote. There's a bunch of stuff coming down the pipeline. I think it is wise to stay away from people who, you know, maybe choose dark MAGA over you, I guess. I don't know how to put it.
Thank you so much for understanding, because I've gotten to that point and I feel it, that both those situations I have to keep my distance from while I'm here on this mortal sphere, you know? Thank you and God bless you.
Yeah, brother. I mean, I'm trying to warn people in that world. I love MAGA. I love the world. But at some point, they're falling off that cliff. I don't want to go with them.
Amen. Thanks for calling, Chance. Appreciate it. Buddy Dustin, you're located in what state are you in?
Florida, currently.
Florida, currently. Okay. I want to make sure. I couldn't remember where you said that you were dwelling right now. Folks, lines open, 717-300-1698.
Yeah.
If we are living in the times that you and I both think we are, and I'm not saying for sure because I don't know all the times, but if we are, in my mind, in my spirit, I sense that over the next year or two, we're going to see things come up on this earth as far as maybe perhaps war, and more war, spread rapidly. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, there's going to be war, rumors of war, but that's kind of a generic thing throughout all history. The specific stuff for, you know, end times, you're going to see large quantities of death, big wars. You're going to see biblical level stuff. You're already seeing fire come down from the heavens, for example, where we have, for example, Maui, a whole city burnt down with directed energy weapons.
Yes,
you're seeing
yes.
that happen. And there,
California,
there's a city. Yeah, L.A., there's a city in Chile, a big tourist city. I can't pronounce the name, but also directed energy weapon took it out. Hurricane was parked on Appalachia, just almost a Cat 6, almost record-breaking hurricane, just parked right there on the mountains of North Carolina and Tennessee to just wipe out the lithium and quartz region so that they could take it and bulldoze bodies and refuse to let people go save their babies and starving and freezing relatives, trying to arrest people if they showed up to help, you know, feed people that were freezing in winter. This is the kind of behavior that we'll now see from our governments, and it will increasingly get worse. And
But Trump said he's going to fix that. Trump said he's going to fix that.
Well, like, what is he really fixing? I mean, he said he was against abortion, but then he flip-flopped on that. He said that he was for closed borders, but in fact, look at the H-1B visa drama that happened with him and Elon Musk. He's not. He actually imports more than he's deporting. And his deportation numbers are, like, lower than Clinton, maybe even Obama levels. He's not really deporting people like he promised. We're bringing them in faster than we're getting rid of them. What he's doing is he's sending the entire government after anti-Semites. Those people he's deporting, maybe even to Guantanamo Bay. And they'll show you videos of, like, you know, dangerous drug people and gang members and cartels and such being deported. But that's maybe, you know, a small percentage or a cover even. That's not the focus. They're all focused. Look at the statements of people like Kristi Noem and Pam Bondi and every branch that he's put in. They're all either failing to deliver on promises or they're going after the people who question Jews, what they call anti-Semites.
Well, we do know that the rumors of war and more are spreading everywhere. I know that France is advising people that to prepare for a conflict. They told the citizens, get out of Iran now. Poland is drafting every male that's old enough to fight, drafting right now. I mean, they're doing it right now, conscripting the whole male population. We're seeing this add up real quickly, and this, folks, has come together. It is coming together to fulfill prophecy. Ezekiel 38 and 39, read it sometime. Let's talk to Jeff. I think Jeff's from Canada. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay,
that's a great show. I missed the first bit of it, but we'll carry on. I don't think the vax is part of the mark of the beast. Why? Because the timeline doesn't work, right? In other words, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, has to come on the scene and force people to take the mark. But the vax came before that, so I don't think the timeline works there. Myself, there has to be.
Let me say this, Jeff. Let me say one thing. I don't think it's a mark in and of itself, but when they put the software involved in it, I think that's going to be the mark itself. I don't think the mark's been given yet. Preparation for it's been given.
Yeah, but if they were taking it and they didn't explicitly receive the mark at the beginning, if the software or something else that comes in which may hurt people and cause them to be under control stuff, that isn't an act of their will. I think it's going to have to be something else. I personally believe that basically it's going to be a chip under the skin in the forehead or the hand, where in order to buy and sell, you have to scan that. That's my personal view. Now, getting on to the other stuff, these so-called Christian Zionists, I don't call them Christians. I put a quotation around Christian. They're not Christians. They're debauched. They are completely in with Jesus. They sign bombs. Congressmen sign bombs that are going to be dropping indiscriminately on Gaza and slaughtering babies. I've seen the babies, by the way, being wrapped up with a mother wrapped little baby. What does God say about people who kill children? Yeah, it says they are going to hell. Although it's better that a millstone be put around their neck and thrown in the sea. But these are really evil people. And I do believe that Trump is going to go after the people. Trump's a Jew. He said, "I'm not Christian." That's why he didn't put his hand on the Bible. Now, the other thing is that they want to also rebuild the temple and have a red heifer sacrifice. That is apostasy. Okay, these fake, evil, so-called Christians. I call them all out. That means all of those Christian Zionists, so-called, and all those churches with Hagee and all of those. In fact, in most of the evangelical churches, I think they're going to be the first people thrown into hell myself. If they do that, by having that red heifer sacrifice, they're saying that they're overturning the final sacrifice, which is Jesus. These people are heretics, and we got to call them out. Even if they're so-called friends, you've got to call them, you're a liar and a blasphemer, period. That's my belief on it. I go on shows all the time. Yeah. I go in comment sections and talk about that and show people. Now, another guy, too, here's Jonathan Kahn, which I say C-O-N. Here he is on the show, with Hagee, and he goes on and he thinks that the Philistines are the Palestinians, or the Palestinians are the Philistines. They're not. I can prove it. I'm going to send Pastor Butch some information on that. They're not. They said that they ended, and in 604, they were taken over by the Babylonians, and then they disappeared as a people hundreds of years before that name came into being. And then who did they lose their identity in? Well, they melded into the two countries that surrounded them, the Kingdom of Israel and the Kingdom of Judah. So that means that the Philistines are actually part of the Jews and Israelites. So,
okay. Go ahead. Give a comment if you want to, Dustin.
Yeah, Jews are Edom pretending to be Judah, and the mRNA vax already have chips in their hand and their head and the rest of their body because of the graphene stuff. It's a self-assembling nanochip throughout their body.
Yeah.
And I would add this, that Trump is, in my opinion, the beast, and he sits in the temple having said, quote, "My blood is the vaccine," end quote. And the Bible says that, "Know ye not, ye are the temple." So if that's the case, and this is changing people's DNA, removing God's name, putting in 666 from Trump's blood, and it already gives them the chip. All they need is the software update, which is the social credit score of China and the geo-restriction passport, you know, system that Israel pioneered. And, you know, if you don't get your vax, you can't leave your house kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, money.
Yeah, I know what you're saying is this self-assembling thing. Maybe that is the mark. Maybe if you don't go into a store and they scan you or do whatever and say you don't have the vaccine components in you, you can't buy itself. So you may be right on that.
Could be. Could be. Good call, Jeff. Maybe. I got to jump, but good call.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude. We got to run out of time here. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and hi, Dustin. And I have a question for Dustin, but first I want to say, folks, how about supporting Pastor Butch? He has three booklets that he wants to pass on to you called Answers to My Catholic Friends, Answers to My Jehovah Witness Friends, and Answers to My Mormon Friends. And Pastor Butch, how many people have bought any of those books from you?
Probably 10, 15.
Well, that's a way that you can support Pastor Butch and expose a number of cults, and I think that's an important thing to do. My question for Dustin is, President Trump is being compared to Cyrus the Great, and they've even minted a coin with Cyrus on one side and Trump on the other side. So what, Dustin, do you think President Trump there should do? Come before the Sanhedrin and accept his medal? I'm being facetious.
He already did. It was a crown-shaped.
Yes.
Amazing. And Darryl, I'm glad you called. I was getting a little worried about you. I hadn't heard from you for a while.
You know, I'm still alive. And folks, again, support Pastor Butch by getting some of the materials that he has there and get the information out. And thank you, Pastor Butch, for your faithfulness. And same to you, Dustin. God bless you both.
Thank you for the call, Darryl. Appreciate it. And folks, if you don't have one of our little catalogs, if you'd like to have a copy of it, so you can maybe, if you like, get some of the things we offer here. We offer a full line of Strauss products. We have the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash and a lot more than that. But if you'd like to get a catalog, it's totally free. Just call us and leave your phone number. You can call us, by the way, at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. And just leave your name and number. I'm sorry, your name and address, and number two, in case you get something, come back to us, and we will get a catalog right out to you. Just call and ask for it. Anything else you might need, please call. We have very, very, very few orders coming in, period. And that's how we pay a lot of our bills, folks. Money is, right now, is tighter than a banjo string. And how can, Dustin, how can folks find out more about you?
Well, my main website is DustinNemos.com. I have a number of other websites. I have a gardening channel, church thing. I have a hidden history archive, a library of all the stuff that's being censored from the internet. And I have a news website, which is kind of my oldest website at Nemos News Network. And I cover a lot of what's happening and kind of why it's happening, really.
And folks, Nemos is spelled N-E-M-O-S. Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N. Nemos, November Echo, Nemo, Michael Oscar Sierra, Nemos, N-E-M-O-S. Check out his website. And Dustin, we're down about the last 30 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Just thank you for having me on. I really appreciate you giving a voice to this. A lot of people aren't ready for this. I think some are now. It's a hard message to take, but be strong and of good courage. This is just more evidence that God's word is true. And
amen.
I love you all. Thank you for having me on again, Pastor Butch.
Oh, you're welcome, Dustin. Yeah. Text me your email address. I'll put you on the mailing list, please.
I will.
Just text to me, and I'll put you on our magazine list and our updates. And I want the information from you also. You'll have my email when I send you one. How's that?
That sounds great, yeah.
All right, brother. Take care, and for goodness sake, keep your eyes open. Satan's out to destroy all those who oppose him, so be careful, okay? Put it all in the hands of Christ. And thank you. Great guest, great program. Folks, tomorrow night we're going to discuss the Noahide laws. What's in those? Why should we be concerned about it? Why should Christians be concerned about anything, right? That's unfortunately how most people think nowadays. So sad, but it is what it is. We do love you. And by the grace of God, I will see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night, folks. Stand for the truth, please, in the name of Jesus, and don't compromise. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.